The next Kina Zion. Echa Adsta Ba'apcha La'abed B'yad Adomim Emunecha. The theme of this Kina, amazingly, is our challenging of Hashem's judgments. Echa Adsta Ba'apcha. How could you, Hashem, rush to get angry? La'abed B'yad Adomim Emunecha. To ruin, to destroy your loyal people in the hands of Edom, in the hands of Rome, of course, a reference to the second Churban. V'lo zacharta bris ben abasarim. You forgot, as it were, the bris ben abasarim, the covenant, the promise you made to Avraham, asher beratu livchunecha. Ubachein bitinu. So we are declaring, we exclaim, zachor Hashem, mehayalanu. And this is the theme that is repeated in stanza after stanza. If you look three below, another powerful term, Echa zanachta bezamecha, how could you abandon your sanctuary in rage? Lazalzel biyadzarim zvulecha. You've allowed strangers, zarim, to defile the Beis HaMikdash. How could you do that? You didn't remember our wedding in Har Sinai, the wedding between the Jewish people. Asher chakakta l'chamulecha, you etched it in stone for those who love you, for your chamulecha. And therefore, again, we declare Hashem angrily, we challenge you. Zachor Hashem, mehayalanu. How could you have done this? And this theme, which is incredible and repeated throughout this kina, is really an amazing one. You know, Soloveitchik used to stress that this is ordinarily something that would be absolutely prohibited. Usually our religious posture to bad things that happen is one of Baruch Dayan Emes and Tzidok Hadin, where we acknowledge the righteousness of Hashem's judgment and how we are deserving His punishment. And yet, here we have the one day a year where institutionally, officially, religiously, so to speak, we are given license to officially, if you will, criticize or challenge Hashem's judgment. And this is conveyed so powerfully and effectively in stanza after stanza with the contrast of Echa and Lo Zacharta. Soloveitchik used to explain that the reason we are allowed to do this on Tisha B'Av, the Matir, as it were, what gives us license to do so, is that all of Megillas Echa, on some level, is one big question, and one big challenge of Hashem. And there Hashem had commanded the Navi to write it down, and therefore, if we see that the Navi and Echa were allowed and commanded to do it, it was appropriate. So therefore, we were given license to do so as well. And that is the posture that we strike in numerous kinos throughout the day. The refrain, which we state after each stanza, Zachor Hashem Mehayalanu, is also quite powerful and important to appreciate. At its simplest level, we are saying to Hashem, remember, Hashem, what has happened to us. Don't forget, so to speak. Don't turn the blind eye to the tragedy, to what has happened to us. Us meaning the Jewish people. However, as we mention every year, Rav Soloveitchik explained that Lanu can also have an additional meaning. Lanu means you, Hashem. You and all of us. You and the Jewish people. All of us together. The Lanu is one big group hug, as it were, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, as it were, is suffering along with us. And this is the idea hinted at in these words as Rav Soloveitchik understood them, the incredible, powerful idea which comes up in numerous statements in Chazal in general, but especially with added concentration and focus on the Churban, and that is the idea which Chazal referred to as Imo Anochi Batsara. The idea that Hashem is suffering alongside us. It hit me just last night, I have to say, after all these years, not only saying, but teaching this kina, it hit me just last night that there's something striking about the way this kina particularly operates. The fact that it includes this idea of Zachor Hashem Hayalanu, there are other kinos that mention this idea, and as I mentioned, there's many midrashim that elaborate on this phenomenon of Hashem crying or Hashem being in pain and suffering alongside of us. But what struck me for the first time just now is that something really, really striking about the way our kina presents that idea. On the one hand, every stanza is based on a sharp challenge to Hashem, almost an angry, resentful attack. Eicha atzcha ba'apecha, lo zacharta bris min ha-besarim, etc., etc. So time and time again, we're criticizing Hashem, we're attacking Him, we're questioning Him. But then after each time, after each stanza, after each challenge, where do we go? We go right back to Him. We return to Him. Zechor Hashem mehayalanu. Even when we're angry, even when we feel abandoned, even when we feel resentful, even when we're in pain, even when we're challenging, even when we feel like running away, where do we run? We always run back to Hashem. Zechor Hashem mehayalanu. It's a fascinating, fascinating phenomenon. We run away, but where are we running to? We run right back to the warm and tender and loving embrace of Hashem. In my mind's eye, I picture, I don't know if I can convey it, but it's like that, you know, it could be parents, or it could be a husband and wife, and someone is particularly angry at the other one, and they're kind of almost, you know, hitting them on the shoulder blades. No, not too hard, of course. But, you know, as they're hitting them, they're hugging them, so to speak. Angry and loving, because it's actually the love, which is why they're so angry. And even as they express the anger, they realize that there is nowhere else they'd rather be than with that person. And I think that's really what's happening in this kina. We challenge Hashem. We're angry. We don't understand. We're bewildered. And yet, Zechor Hashem Mehayalanu, we remind Him and we remind ourselves that despite all that, there's nowhere else we'd rather be than the warm embrace, Zechor Hashem Mehayalanu. And I think the reason that this is so important and so comforting and so powerful is because, and if I could turn your attention to the source sheet, hope everyone can see it. First source on our sheet is a very powerful drasha from the Eish Kodesh. We're all familiar with this remarkable thin work, small work, but it has revolutionized Torah study and, for that matter, appreciation of Torah study during the Holocaust over the last few decades. The thin collection of 3 years worth of drashos of the holy Piazetzner, the Eish Kodesh that he gave in the Warsaw Ghetto, each one of the drashos, a treasure, each one so powerful and inspiring. But in this particular drasha, as you have in source number one, the Eish Kodesh is speaking about this phenomenon of Hashem crying and suffering along with us. And he mentions the Gemara in Chagiga. Won't read it all inside, but he mentions the Gemara in Chagiga, which speaks about how Hashem cries. Not just that He's in pain, not just that He's suffering, but how Hashem cries when we're suffering, and that He cried specifically over the Churban. So, Eish Kodesh explains towards the bottom of the piece, why is that so important? Why do I need to know that Hashem is crying? What are Chazal trying to convey? And he explains where it's underlined that Habachios v'hatzar she'adam mitzta'er la'atzmo levado al tzarasov yesh shenishbar v'nofal mehem ad she'eno yochol la'asos me'uma. Says Eish Kodesh, and again this is so pregnant with meaning when we consider where and when he originally said these words, but they're also so timeless and they relate to us as much as in their original setting. Says Eish Kodesh, there are times where a person's tears and when their pain could break them. When would that be? Why would our tears, why would our pain, why would our suffering break us? He says, that's when a person is crying and is mitzta'er, he's in pain. Livado, when we're alone. To be alone with our suffering, to be alone with our pain, that can be, in extreme cases, enough to break anyone. However, he says on the second to last line, Habachios shaboche ima kodesh baruch hu yachad, machzikim oso. When we realize that we're not alone, that we're crying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no less. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He feels our pain, as it were. He's hugging us, as it were. He's crying along with us. So then that awareness, that feeling that we're not alone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that He understands our pain, that He's crying with us, says the Ish Kodesh in the final few words, Bocha u'mischazek, even as we cry, we derive strength from those shared tears. Nishbar u'metameitz lilmod la'avod. When we think we have no more, when we think we can't go on, when we think we can't learn anymore, we think we can't daven anymore, and maybe in certain cases we think we can't believe anymore, as we cry along with Hashem, each of those tears, those shared tears, bring us renewed strength. Even as we feel like we're going to pass out from the pain, we are rejuvenated by the companionship, by the support of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is there with us. And this idea so beautifully expressed in the Eish Kodesh's inimitable fashion, I think is exactly the additional theme and motif of our kina. Eich aschab b'apcha, eich azanachta b'zamecha, eich atarachta b'tarchacha. How could you, how could you, how could you? And yet, each and every time, as we're angry, as we're alone, as we feel pain, we feel abandoned, we turn back and we remind ourselves, Zachor Hashem mehayalanu. Hashem is with us, and we take comfort in that.